This podcast contains adult themes and language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Bob Miller, the host of the Lawless Files podcast. We have some sad news to report today about Jesse Wilfong. Jesse Wilfong's body has been discovered buried in a barn not far from Millersville, Missouri, in Cape Girardeau County. So once again, Jesse Wilfong has been found dead. She was buried in a barn near Millersville, and we're going to dive into that. The first statement I'm going to read is a news release sent from Sheriff Ruth Ann Dickerson from the Cape Girardeau County Sheriff's Department. The date is June 22nd, 2022. This is what it says. As previously reported by this office, Jesse Wilfong was reported missing by her mother on May 25th, 2022. An intensive investigation began at that point. The investigation led to the issuance of a search warrant on June 15, 2022 at a residence in Cape Girardeau County. From the evidence collected and other information obtained from the investigative process, it was suspected that foul play was involved in the disappearance of Ms. Wilfong. On June 18, 2022, information led deputies to a location in close proximity to the previously searched residence. Subsequent investigation revealed the site of a recently dug portion of ground inside a barn structure. Excavation of the area revealed the remains of Jesse Wilfong. On June 20, 2022, an autopsy was performed on Jesse Wilfong's body. The autopsy findings indicated Wilfong's cause of death was a homicide. As of today, June 22, 2022, the Cape Girardeau County Prosecuting Attorney's Office has filed charges against Teresa L. Baumgartner for tampering with physical evidence in a felony investigation. The investigation remains ongoing, and additional charges are anticipated against one or more individuals. The charge of an offense is merely an accusation, and the defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. So the key things here, the key points: Jesse Wilfong was found buried in a barn. A woman, Teresa L. Baumgartner, was charged with tampering. And the Cape Girardeau Sheriff's Office said they expect more charges to come soon. So that's the press release. That's what they sent out. Now, I got my hands on the probable cause statement. And now I'm going to read you the probable cause statement. This probable cause statement was signed on June 22nd, 2022. I'm going to read it verbatim. I, Detective Jamie Holloway, knowing that false statements on this form are punishable by law, state the facts herein are true. I have probable cause to believe that between May 20th and May 24th, 2022, Teresa L. Baumgartner committed one or more criminal offenses, tampering with physical evidence in a felony investigation. On May 25th, 2022, Jesse Wilfong, age 20, was reported as a missing person by her mother. Subsequent investigation revealed the following. On May 19, 2022, Wilfong contacted Teresa Baumgartner requesting transportation from Fredericktown, Missouri to Cape Girardeau County, Missouri. Baumgartner is the romantic partner of Wilfong's uncle, Lawrence Philip Shanda, that's spelled S-C-H-A-N-D-A. Baumgartner and Shanda live together at 9253 State Highway 72 in Millersville, Missouri, within Cape Girardeau County. Baumgartner and Shanda then traveled to Fredericktown in Baumgartner's personal vehicle, picked Wilfong up, and drove her back to the Baumgartner-Shanda residence in Millersville, Missouri on that same date. Upon being contacted by law enforcement following Wilfong's disappearance, Baumgartner reported that she, Shanda, and Wilfong had spent the night of May 19th sitting around a bonfire at her residence drinking and talking. According to Baumgartner, at some point, Wilfong requested to be taken back to Fredericktown, but Baumgartner and Shanda refused. Baumgartner stated that Wilfong must have left her residence after Baumgartner went to sleep sometime during the early morning hours of May 20th, 2022, between 4 and 6:30 a.m. Baumgartner never reported Wilfong as missing. Officers discovered the existence of a surveillance camera system installed at a home near the Baumgartner-Shanda residence. The surveillance system has multiple cameras, with one camera pointing toward the front of Baumgartner-Shanda residence. In viewing some of the limited footage for May 19th to May 20th, 2022, officers were able to see Wilfong enter a truck with Shanda during the overnight hours while it was parked at the residence. The vehicle leaves with Shanda driving and returns at approximately 1:09 a.m. on May 20th, 2022. Shanda is still operating the vehicle, and Wilfong is seen exiting the vehicle upon its return. Wilfong is not observed alive again. On Wednesday, June 8, 2022, Shanda was interviewed by officers and admitted to having a verbal altercation with Wilfong shortly before she disappeared. The argument was regarding Shanda's belief that Wilfong was providing law enforcement with information implicating Shanda in illegal drug activity. On June 13, 2022, officers spoke with a confidential witness who reported that they had a conversation with Baumgartner on or about June 2, 2022. During the conversation, Baumgartner told the informant that Wilfong was missing and that the last place Wilfong had been seen was at the Baumgartner-Shanda residence. Baumgartner further told the confidential witness that on the night Wilfong disappeared, Shanda badly beat Wilfong following an argument. Baumgartner did not report this information to police despite multiple contacts with her. Baumgartner also did not report Wilfong as a missing person or acknowledge Wilfong was missing until after law enforcement made contact with her. On June 15, 2022, a search warrant was executed at the Shanda Baumgartner residence. Upon entry into the residence, it was observed that carpet and carpet padding from the living room and hallway had been removed from the residence. On June 18, 2022, information led to a location in close proximity to the Baumgartner-Shanda residence. Subsequent investigation revealed the location of a recently dug portion of ground inside of a barn structure. Excavation of the area revealed the remains of Jesse Wilfong. The owner of the property reported Baumgartner and Shanda had both been present on the premises on May 23rd and 24, 2022. An auger was also located on the property. It was discovered the auger had been rented by Baumgartner from a local business on May 24th, 2022. Baumgartner was accompanied by a man matching this description of Shanda when she rented the auger. The couple were traveling inside of a motor vehicle with license plate checking to Baumgartner. On June 20th, 2022, an autopsy was performed on Jesse Wilfong's body. The autopsy findings indicated Wilfong's cause of death was a homicide. Based on my investigation, it is apparent that Baumgartner and Shanda acted together to dispose of the body of Jesse Wilfong for the purpose of preventing law enforcement from discovering Wilfong's body, which is key evidence in learning the circumstances surrounding Wilfong's murder. The above statement is a probable cause statement, which only states the probable cause which was present to effect the arrest and or apply for formal charges. It was signed by Jamie Holloway, detective for the Cape Girardeau County Sheriff's Department. Okay, so a lot of what we've learned here is information that matches up with what Kathy told us last week when we were reporting for the episode that came out on Monday. Obviously, there's a lot of new information here. You know, the Sheriff's Department stated in its news release that they expect more charges to come. It certainly sounds like in this probable cause statement that there's more than just tampering here. So I expect that they will be asking Baumgartner a lot of questions, trying to pull information out of her regarding the altercation that Jesse had with Shonda. Again, the probable cause statement said that there was a verbal altercation, and then later when police went, there was carpet removed from the house. So I imagine that the police are all over that, testing all of those things. And I also imagine that they're hoping that Baumgartner will cooperate with them and that have a felony charge on her, and perhaps they'll work a deal with her in exchange. That's what I would expect to happen here. Not saying it's right or it's wrong, but it seems like law enforcement already has a pretty good picture to start with as far as what happened. Obviously, the probable cause here also points to involvement by Lawrence Philip Shonda, who is Jesse's uncle. That's Kathy's brother-in-law. So, you know, we'll be looking to see whether he receives any charges here in the coming days. This is very sad news. Obviously, the Wilfong family has to be devastated by this. They've been missing their daughter since May. You know, we talked about that a little bit with Kathy. I asked her how difficult that must be, and obviously it is. It appears that Kathy's brother-in-law is at least somewhat responsible, if not for the death of Kathy's daughter, certainly somehow involved in the disposing of her body. So good work. It looks like good work here so far by the Cape Girardeau County Sheriff's Department. We'll continue to bring you updates on this. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our Facebook group, discussion group. In the meantime, we're going to replay the interview that... I did with Kathy last week, just in case you're coming new to this and just now seeing this this case for the first time. We're going to replay that interview. It is Kathy explaining what led up to her daughter's disappearance. So anyway, again, sad news today. We feel for the family. Here is my interview with Kathy Wilfong. This was conducted last week. Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for joining me here today on the Zoom. I know it's not the best of circumstances, but I appreciate you coming on here.
Thank you.
Could you start here by just telling us who you are and how you're related to Jesse?
I'm Kathy Wilfong, and I'm Jesse Wilfong's mom.
Okay. All right. So first off, can you tell us just a little bit about Jesse, kind of when she was last seen, maybe give a physical description of her so people can be kind of on the lookout?
She was last seen on May 19th. She is about 5'9 and 150 to 60 pounds. Brown hair, but it's highlighted, probably wearing shorts and a t-shirt, maybe some slides. And the last time I saw her, I saw her on the 19th and the evening, so I'm not, I was wearing on the 19th. But she was seen last at her uncle's in Millersville on the 19th, and that was on a neighbor's camera coming in trailer. On the 19th, before she went to her uncle's, she was in Fredericktown, Missouri.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about how old is Jesse? You know, was she working? What was her life kind of like before her disappearance?
Jesse is now 21. She was 20 at the time of disappearance. She was on drugs. I know she's been on meth. We live in St. Louis. She would come to our house, stay for a few days, and she supposedly living with us. And then she would take off in the middle of the night with we don't know who, and just was always in Fredericktown. Anytime she needed a ride home, it was Fredericktown. I think I picked her up in Ironton once, but she was always down there.
Okay, so you all live in St. Louis? Is that what I heard?
We do. We live in South County. She had no car, no job. She lost her job, lost her car, and just was back and forth.
Okay. So on the day of her disappearance, you know that she was in Fredericktown before she went to her uncle's house. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what she was doing in Fredericktown?
I talked to Jerry Miller, and he said that her and her friend, Emily Brooks, came through his window, and they seemed really nervous, and he didn't know what went on, but his girlfriend was there. She kicked him out, and then she was picked up by her uncle.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you that question again because there's a little bit of a lag in the technology, and you're kind of cutting out there. So could you tell us then what she was doing in Fredericktown?
In Fredericktown, she went to Jerry Miller's house and knocked on the door. They didn't answer, so she went through his window with her friend Emily Brooks, and he said they seemed nervous. His girlfriend got mad and kicked him out, and then they said she was picked up by her uncle.
Okay, so who's Jerry Miller?
He is a person from Fredericktown she was with. I don't know what she went there for, and I don't really know why.
Okay, so she went to Fredericktown to this Jerry Miller's house, and she crawled in through a window or something and got something, was kicked out, and then she was picked up by her uncle. Is that your brother or?
My husband's brother.
I'm sorry, your husband's brother?
My husband's brother, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you're just, the sound quality isn't the greatest.
Okay.
Okay, so then she goes to Millersville, where your husband's brother lives. What happens there?
There, we were unaware that he was back on meth. So from what we've heard, her and her uncle, I believe, were doing drugs. And the uncle's girlfriend was there. She left with her uncle a few times during the night. I don't know where they were going, but the neighbor's camera picked him up. And then the police say she was never seen leaving the trailer. So that's kind of, they're looking into that and looking into some Fredericktown leads.
Well, that's got to be really, really difficult situation for you to be dealing with, not knowing where she's at, not knowing what happened to her, and then last seen at your, I guess, your brother-in-law's house. How are you coping with all of that?
Not very well. It's just, I think I'm grasping, and I just want her home. I'm afraid something's happened to her, and I want her back.
You said she she'd been using again. I think in a past correspondence that you and I had, you know, she had at different times or even recently tried to get clean. Is this kind of been an ongoing struggle for her?
It has. We found out about it in September. I believe she's been doing this for about a year, and she told us when we saw her last that she was off drugs, but I've heard otherwise, and she's addicted. I've offered it, you know, through rehab. She said she doesn't have a problem and doesn't want to quit.
So tell me a little bit about, I know one of your fears is that, you know, there have been some other scenarios in the Fredericktown area. Do you have any direct knowledge that these, you know, that some of the same people involved with some of these other cases may be involved with this one?
Possibly. I've heard a lot of talk about this drug house on 00 in Marquand, or I don't know if it's Marquand or Fredericktown, but a lot of the kids that I've read articles on ended up at that house and then ended up either dead or disappeared. I know Jesse's been to that house before, but I interviewed the people that live there and they said they haven't seen her in about a month. And I believe that they went in the house and she wasn't there.
So did you say that you talked to those people?
We tried to talk to them, but no one was home. The police had already been there and actually arrested them for something. So the police said Jesse was not at that place.
So tell me a little bit about how the investigation is going. You just said there that you've been trying to kind of look into where she might be. Obviously the police are involved. When did the police get involved with searching for her, and what all jurisdictions are helping you at this point?
We had to file in with the Cape County Sheriff's Department because the last known place she was seen was Millersville, and they've been involved probably Thursday. I think I filed like a week after she'd been missing. The sheriff's department had been involved. They've been contacting Madison County Sheriff's Office and the police to see if they can question people for them. And I feel like they're doing everything they can, but they said they're just not there yet.
So you're living up in St. Louis. Do you have family in the Millersville area, or are you connected at all to Cape Girardeau County?
Just me and my mom lived there first, got married in Millersville, and mom and dad live in the park, and now his brother and girlfriend live there.
Okay. So yeah, at least you have some connections there. How about the Fredericktown area? Do you have any connections there at all, or?
Not a lot. We moved to Marquand and have a few connections there, but Fredericktown, a lot of people have connected us on Facebook or Messenger and just given us some tips to follow up on. So, you know, we'll actually go and talk to some people. We talked to people in Marquand and not really getting anywhere either.
How often are you in communication with law enforcement? So you're having to work with two jurisdictions here, which I'm sure is, you know, difficult. How often are you in contact with investigators?
They want us to send anything we get, even if it sounds crazy. So I send them a text and email throughout the week of any tips, and then they'll give me at least one call a week with updates.
Okay, well that's good, I guess. That from each jurisdiction, or is one?
No, just Cape County is the only one we ever talked to.
Okay. What's your best theory at this point? Any ideas what might have happened?
I honestly thought that maybe she left her uncles and went back to Fredericktown, but then I spoke to a sheriff's or one of the detectives, and he said that she was not seen on the camera leaving her uncle's. Since then, we found out her uncle was back on meth, and I'm worried that he and her, and he did say that they got in a fight and he thought she was a narc, but it wasn't physical. But I'm just really worried that something happened. He's not answering questions to.
Okay. Has his property been searched or anything, or?
They've interviewed him. I don't think they've searched his trailer. They've searched the woods behind the trailer park and didn't find anything, but they've questioned him and her a few times.
Okay. Could you give me his name?
His name is Lawrence, last name Shanda, S-C-H-A-N-D-A.
Okay.
And I hate to say it. I mean, he's a nice guy when he's not on drugs, and I really care for him, but people have told me when he's on meth, he's just.
Yeah, that's gotta be so difficult position to be in there. I mean, obviously we're hoping that Jesse's found and, you know, maybe just run off somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess if anybody out there knows anything, they should contact the Cape County Sheriff's Department. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can they reach out to you as well, or should they find you on Facebook? Or
can contact me on Facebook, or you know, however. I'll listen to anything they got to say.
Okay. Kathy, is there anything else that the public needs to know about your daughter?
She's, other than being on drugs, she's a friendly, sweet girl. I don't think she's of any danger to anyone, but she just always kept in touch with us. This isn't her. Her phone died the night she disappeared, the 19th. She charged it up or been on her Snapchat or anything like that. And that's just really unusual for her.
Where was her phone last tracked? Do you have that information?
It was last in Fredericktown at about 7:37 that May 19th.
Okay.
Then nothing after.
Did was it recovered, or is it still gone?
The phone is not. It's disappeared off.
Okay. Okay. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for talking to me here, and we'll get this episode out real soon so people can find out about it and hopefully come forward with information if it's out there. We appreciate you so much and wish you guys the best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. This Lawless Files spinoff is a production of Leadhound Publishing, LLC. It is written, hosted, edited, and produced by yours truly, Bob Miller. Please consider supporting our efforts by subscribing at www.thelawlessfiles.com or leave a rating and review on Spotify. If you're just becoming aware of The Lawless Files because of Jesse's case, please consider listening to all of our other episodes about Michelle Lawless's case as well. We think you'll find the story is not just compelling, but also important. Michelle and Josh both deserve justice. We hope it comes soon. Thank you for listening to The Lawless Files.